Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, July 31st. I cannot believe that July is over. The year is going so fast. I spent most of my day at my desk. I had a lot of clients on the phone today, and I did a lot of writing. Including that, I did a little bit on the podcast because I know that several of you are listening and learning a lot from this. So I really try not to let too much time go between them. But today, some of the people that have messaged in are struggling with making decisions on their own. So I wanted to talk a little bit about making tough decisions, or just making decisions that shouldn't be that tough, but they're tough for you to make. There was a time in my life where decisions were avoided. I was more worried about making the wrong decision than I was worried about possibly making the right decision. Fear was making me absolutely paralyzed. What might happen? What could happen? How would I make it? What if this? What if not that? When will it happen? Where? Why? What? I was seriously frozen when it was time for me to make a decision. And not just decisions on big things, decisions on little things. Why did I let the decisions and the fear of the unknown control me? Because I allowed others in my life to make many of my decisions for me. Why? Because it was easier for me to let them make the decisions than to cause conflict. Why? Because of my personality. So now, if you are one of my avid listeners, bless you for putting up with me. No, I'm kidding. If you are one of my avid listeners, then I am thinking that we probably have some similar personality traits. Because if you've listened to my podcast in the past, we have talked about the fact that certain personalities are targets for toxic people. So some of my personality traits that allowed me to fall into this cycle were the desire for me to make others happy, the servanthood I have in my profession. I am in healthcare, so right away I am a servant to the human race. A strong desire to connect with people. I am very social, so I like to be around people. And these traits, among others, are some of the traits that would attract toxic personalities to me. So if you are listening to this, chances are you're having some question about relationships in your life. And if that type of personality trait seems consistent with you, then you probably have trouble making decisions too. Toxic people like to control and be in control of others and other situations. They like to be in control of the people around them, the situations around them, and any activity around them. This includes all the things that involve them. But for the toxic person, it also includes all the things that really don't involve them. Toxic personalities tend to feel like everything involves them, right? We talked about it before. Your toxic personality, right, wrong, or indifferent, tends to be internally insecure, in my belief. So their controlling and their attention traits are geared towards them trying to make themselves feel more secure. From your career to your friends to your hair color to what kind of shoes you're wearing, when they make everything involve them, and we end up having very little say in our daily life decisions. And a lot of times we have very little to say in our overall well-being. The more they control, the less we control. Because heaven forbid we stand up for ourselves. Because our type of personality is going to give, and our personality is going to take the blame. The longer you spend in a toxic environment, the easier it seems to give up your rights to others. If somebody else is making your decision, then there's really no need for you to do it. So then when it comes down and comes time for you to make a hard decision, you can't do it. Soon when you're in an environment that's toxic all the time, soon it becomes normal to you to have other people say what you're eating, what you're wearing, what you're doing, where you're working, who you're talking to, who you're hanging out with. Because if we disagree with them, there is sure to be a disagreement. And that is most likely followed by criticism, comparison, blame, you know, deflection, long list of traits that make us feel bad about ourselves. Many of my clients, when they come to me, have trouble even ordering off of a menu. I myself had a time in my life that I had the same problem. And that's just an example of when you are so used to somebody telling you what you're doing and not doing, you tend to just go along with it to avoid conflict. You're so accustomed to getting reactions that when making decisions, even small ones, you tend to back out of them. You're scared of making somebody upset. You're scared of, you know, causing someone to yell or causing some or being in trouble. But it leads to you growing numb to your feelings, what you want, what your desires are, what your dreams are, what you want out of your life. Because at the end of the day, if they're making your decisions, you don't get to say what you desire out of life. Coming back from this for me was very difficult. Learning to step out of my comfort zone and start making decisions without the influence of anybody else was a major undertaking. Having somebody tell you what to do once you're used to it makes your life very simple. You just kind of go with the flow. It doesn't necessarily mean you're happy, and it doesn't necessarily mean that your decisions are going along with your values. But when somebody else is telling you and you're trained to go along with somebody else's decision for you, that's just what you do. But you also have to learn to stand true to yourself. You can never please a toxic person no matter what you do. So quit giving up all your decision-making abilities because they will continue to take them. The more you give, the more they will take. And you are never going to be able to please everyone all the time. And you know exactly what I mean. You will never be good enough for that one person in your life that tells you, if you will just do this, then you'll be good enough. You do exactly what they say, and as we all know, the goalpost has moved and the rules have changed. But when you learn to put yourself first and step over the fear of decision, your life will change dramatically. Now, I understand that this isn't something that if you're living in a toxic environment that all of a sudden one day you get up and go, okay, today's the day I'm going to start making decisions for myself. I understand that it's a lot more complicated than that, but as you slowly start making decisions, even small ones, it will become apparent that whether the decision was a good decision or a bad decision, it all works out. Most decisions are not the end of the world like the toxic person would like you to believe. If you have a hamburger instead of a salad, it's going to be just fine. If you decide to change jobs, that's okay. You know, if you cut your hair or you wear shoes you actually like, pick a career that makes you happy, that's okay. It all works out. And maybe not perfectly, but it all works out just fine. The only decision that I can tell you is the wrong decision is this decision that you're making because somebody else has told you to make it. Stay true to you. Everything happens just the way it's supposed to. Nothing is a mistake. You can always change your mind, change your direction, change your hair color, and change your shoes. And even though the toxic person will make you feel like if you don't make the decision that they think you should make, the world is going to end, it really doesn't. For those who are stuck in the prison of indecision, stay true to you. Just because toxic people make you feel like they get to make your decisions, they don't. That is a complete control tactic. You get conditioned to not making the decisions. They get conditioned to making your decisions, which makes it harder and harder for you then to step back and start making your decisions again. So never let that go. Or if you have let it go, slowly start taking them back. And just little things, you know, buy a different brand of toothpaste or be brave enough to order something that's too expensive on the menu. Dare to be you. It isn't easy, but it is worth it. And each time you make your own decision, it'll become easier the next time. Don't be afraid of the unknown. Rather, be curious of the new adventure that the unknown holds. I was on my way to the store today, and I had to call my friend, and we were talking about, I don't even know, something, and she asked if I did a podcast, and I was telling her I was making the podcast today was on decisions because it's very hard for people to make decisions. And she says, every time I have to describe the difference between you and I always say, well, when Heidi tells me she's going to do something new, 3 weeks later, I'm still trying to figure out what she's going to do. And she's got 18 things done. The first chapter is written and 14 advertisements are already made. Well, I didn't used to be like that. I used to have to decide everything for 6 months. And now I'm like, well, let's try it. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else. And I really had to change the way I thought and the security I had to put in myself and the trust I had to put in myself to step over the fear and start making decisions like that was huge. So don't let decision making, big or small, paralyze you. Because toxic people are going to react anyway. So if you are an adult and you are allowed to make decisions for yourself, I officially give you permission. Make it an adventure. You'll never grow inside your comfort zone. And when somebody else is making your decisions, you tend to get comfortable. Even though you might not like it, you get so used to somebody else doing it that you get weaker and weaker and weaker in standing your own ground. A couple quotes that I found today, and I don't actually have the person who quoted all of them, but just know these are not mine. You can't live your life for other people. You have got to do what's right for you, even if it hurts some people that you love. That was actually by Nicholas Sparks. When making a decision, big or small, flip a coin. It seems simple, right? Who would or why would I suggest that you make a big decision off of a coin toss? Because when the coin is in the air, you suddenly know in your gut what you're secretly hoping for. And I thought that one was a big thing because I have felt like I've done that before. Make the hard decision you're afraid to make to avoid living the hard life you're afraid to live. Usually, we know what decision we are supposed to make, and when we're letting other people make it, it tends to be not what is best for us or not what is our true values. So I know this is a struggle for a lot of people, and I know it seems like it's easy for me talking about it, but my recovery in having to learn how to make decisions and dare to put myself out there and dare to take some risks was a ginormous undertaking. So anybody out there who's learning to relive and is learning to make decisions on their own and plan their own life and make things happen for them as opposed to the people who want to control them, I am on your side, and I do not want you to feel like you're by yourself, because it is a big deal to have to start retraining. So that was a little off the subject, but I think it was super important that we talk about that, because no matter what the decision you make, you can always change direction. So it's not like one decision is going to be a mistake, because you will be just fine and everything will work out. This is Dr. Heidi. I'm a toxic relationship awareness and healing specialist. If you're just new to the podcast, I'm a chiropractor by trade. I've been in the healthcare industry for over 21 years. And you can actually follow me on my Coaching with Dr. Heidi Facebook page or my Coaching with Dr. Heidi Instagram account. There is also an opportunity to get a free assessment with me. If you are thinking that you are in a spot that may be unhealthy, you can go to edgewellness.net. That is going to take you to my chiropractic website. There is a toxic relationship awareness and healing page on that website. There is something along the left-hand side that is called the TPA. It's the toxicity profile analysis, and it is basically 106 yes or no questions that then you answer and you submit back into my office. It gives me a good overview of not only how severe of toxic relationship you might be in, but also which character traits of the toxic person your particular life might be being affected by. Once my office receives that, you'll be contacted to set up just a 20-minute quick assessment so I can let you know what the results of your TPA were, and give me a chance to just chat with you on the phone. So again, that's edgewellness.net, and it's along the left-hand side. You can also sign up for my email list there. So anyway, thank you for listening. This is Get Detoxicated, and I will talk to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.